Welcome to Disney's Magic of Storytelling podcast, brought to you by WakeMed Children's. Because inside every child is a story waiting to be told. Our storyteller is ABC 11 meteorologist Don Schweniker.
Father's Day Countdown. Bingo and Raleigh are visiting their friend Kia at her doghouse for a day of fun. They're in her craft room when they decide to try out their flying machines. The pups are hooked up and ready to go when... crash! They end up completely tangled in the yarn. How bad is it, Kia? Bingo asked nervously. Looks pretty tangly, she responded. Nothing too tangly for Kia, the master untangler, Raleigh says. Let's see. Over, then under, Kia says to herself, concentrating. Luckily, Kia manages to untie them. They wiggle free, and the three pups race to the yard to find Chloe. Hey, you guys, Chloe said excitedly, doing a pirouette. Check out my shoes. It's Father's Day, and my daddy's flying home from a business trip in St. Louis just in time to take me to a father-daughter dance. She can hardly wait for her dad to get home. Just then, her mom comes out holding her cell phone. Chloe's dad is on the line. Chloe runs to the phone to talk to her dad. Happy Father's Day, Daddy, she says. Are you at the airport? Bad news, Chloe Bear, her dad begins. The plane is broken, so I may not make it to the dance. I'm so sorry. I love you. And they hung up. Chloe turns to her mom with tears in her eyes. I wish Daddy could get home for the dance. Me too, says Mom. Maybe someone will fix the plane in time. As soon as Chloe and her mom head inside, the pups decide to come up with a plan. We gotta get to St. Louis too, Bingo says. Fix the plane so Chloe's dad can get home to the dance, Kia finishes. Wait for me, KG calls out to them. There's only one thing I love more than this wheel, and that's our Chloe. I want in on this mission. The pets all head to the airport to find a plane to St. Louis, and when they get there, they spot Frank and Esther. Hustle it, Frank. We gotta catch the plane to St. Louis, Esther says. That's our ride, Bingo cheers. Come on. When they get to the gate, the flight attendant tells Frank and Esther they just missed the plane. I'm so sorry, the flight attendant says. You'll have to take a high-speed train instead. You heard the lady, Bingo says. We're taking a train. Planes and trains. Ooh, missions are something else, says KG. Hey, what's a train?
All aboard.
KG and the pups take the train across the country to St. Louis. They know they'll need a little luck to get there and bring Chloe's dad back in time for the father-daughter dance. When the train stops in St. Louis, the pets hop off with Frank and Esther. Which way to Chloe's dad's airport? Kia asks the pups. I don't know, Bingo says. Suddenly, something catches Bingo's eye. High above, a blimp drifts lazily back and forth. We should be able to see Chloe's dad's airport from up there, says Bingo. So Bingo, Raleigh, and Kia activate their collars and their helmets and their harnesses deploy, and Kia puts tiny little harnesses on KG, and they strap in and send their grappling hooks all the way up to that blimp. Once they're safely in the blimp, they peer through the blimp door, searching and searching for the airport. There, Raleigh says. Now we need to get down there, Raleigh says. Let's parachute, Bingo suggests. Ready, set, jump. They push their buttons on their collars again, and their parachutes deploy. The pets float down and land in a heap on a spot of grass near the airport's runway. From the pile, Raleigh pulls out a little gear he was sitting on. Just then, an airport worker says something about the plane missing a part. You found it, Raleigh, says Bingo. If we can figure out where that gear goes, maybe we can fix that plane. With the gear, they rush up the stairs to the plane, and it's a tangle of wires, and out pops from a compartment covering the space for the missing gear. Whoa, says Kia. There's lots of wires. Well, you're the master untangler, remember? Raleigh adds. I believe in you, sis, KG says. For Chloe. Kia beams and then gets to work, determined to fix that plane. Kia works quickly to untangle the wires. She clears away all of it and clicks the gear into place. The engines start up. She did it! Now Chloe's dad can make it home for the dance, Raleigh says. And we can make it home if we take the plane too, says Bingo. The pets all head inside the airport to search for Chloe's dad. They spot him walking away from the gate. He's going to miss the plane unless they find a way to let him know it's taking off soon. The four friends quickly form a plan. KG takes hold of the handle on Chloe's dad's suitcase while Bingo, Raleigh, and Kia roll it toward the gate. Chloe's dad runs after it. Their plan is working. Chloe's dad catches up to the suitcase as he gets to the gate. I thought the plane was broken, he says to the airport worker. The plane is fixed now and we're ready for takeoff, the airport worker tells him. Yes, he's getting on that plane, Kia says. And so should we, Raleigh reminds them. When they're back at Kia's house, they run through the doggy door and into the kitchen to find Chloe. Wow, look at those dancing shoes, Chloe's dad says. Daddy, you're here. Chloe cries, running for him with a big hug. Happy Father's Day, Daddy. I like this whole mission thing, KG tells the pups. Mission accomplished. The end.
WakeMed Children's is proud to support the ongoing enrichment of children in our community and beyond through our sponsorship of the Disney Magic of Storytelling podcast. To learn more about WakeMed Children's, please visit kids.wakemed.org.